obviously either finish 19-1, depending on how the Clio matchup comes out, but more likely 20-0 on the season. And then they would be 10-0 in the West and clinch the West title outright. For the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers, they have just one game remaining. That comes on next Thursday at Cass City before they enter district play, when they will open up the district in Bad Axe, District 78, as they will take on Harbor Beach, a team they beat twice this season already.
Interesting. Reese, who USA needs to go up against, and hopefully the USA Patriots, they can go ahead and beat them. Of course, you know, I'm thinking from the USA point of view. Reese had played Clio in the second game of the season, lost to them 60-50. Now, that was back in December.
Okay.
But it gives us something to think about anyways.
We can build something off of that for at least a little bit, John. So some final scores once again for you here tonight. In the NCTL, Flint International takes out Kingston 58-17 for Flint International to kind of extend their lead in the NCTL Stars division. And the fourth quarter, about 5 minutes left, Reese was leading Vassar by 21 points, 51-30. Have not heard a final on that one. In the Greater Thumb East, though, Marlette takes out Sandusky in a low-scoring bout there, 37-32. Marlette now still hangs on to that one-game lead over Harbor Beach, but they're tied with Brown City at the moment. Brown City was beating Memphis at halftime 38-17. They're more than likely going on for a victory there. Then Harbor Beach wins on the road at Ubley 59-57 to hang in there one game behind Marlette and Brown City in the Greater Thumb East standings.
Coming down to the last
coming
days.
Down to the wire and coming down to our final week of the regular season, as next week's broadcast will take us in a little NCTL Greater Thumb Conference crossover, as Harbor Beach will host the Kingston Cardinals. And pretty much a friendly match, per se, but we'll see how that lines up, everyone. Harbor Beach stopped the bleeding tonight. That's their third victory in eight tries now, as they take out Ubley on the road. Then they have, Kingston on Tuesday will have that broadcast, and then they host Brown City to wrap up the regular season before they play Lakers in the postseason.
As far as Kingston, I have seen them before, a few times, in fact.
Yeah.
And it's a nice squad. It really is. It's a really good squad. How they lost to Flint International tonight as they did, I just don't see it. They must have put the JVs against them or something.
Well, and of course, as we say, and we always cover the local district 78, you'll hear every single game this season or this year on Sports Radio 102.1. Cass City wins 67-62 over Bad Axe. Thank you, Paul Adams from the Huron Daily Tribune, for that one. So Cass City is victorious over Bad Axe, 67-62, and Bad Axe's losing streak extends as well. And you'll hear every game of District 78 on Sports Radio 102.1 with Clark Ramsey and John Mooney, and the winner of that one will go on to Region 20 as they'll take on the Saginaw District, and then the winner of that one will more likely take on the winner of the Flint Beecher or Flint Hamity District. So our local team might get another game out of the way instead of going to regionals and stopping right there to the eventual state champion. We'll see how this one wraps up. But all of that coming up on Sports Radio 102.1 over the next few weeks. On behalf of John Mooney, I'm Clark Ramsey. Tonight's broadcast was brought to you by Thumb Sailor, Bresky Sign and Building Repair, More Motor Sales of Caro, DS Services of Cass City, More Shoreline, Kohler's Propane, Huron County Agents of Farm Bureau Insurance, USA Schools, great host tonight, great accommodations as always, Bayport State Bank, Countryside Transportation and Stacks Market of Owendale, Thumb Bank and Trust, and Sure, better health, better life. Are you sure? So on behalf of John Mooney, In-Game Analysis, I'm Clark Ramsey, producer and host of this broadcast. We hope you enjoyed tonight's broadcast. We certainly did, as we watched the USA Patriots improve to 18-0 on the season and 9-0 in the Greater Thumb West. We'll be back on air on Tuesday from the friendly confines of Harbor Beach as they host the Kingston Cardinals in a friendly match between the Greater Thumb Conference and the NCTL Stars. On behalf of John Mooney, I'm Clark Ramsey. Thank you for listening tonight. We'll see you Tuesday and on to the postseason after that, right here on Sports Radio 102.1, your Hardwood home for high school hoops, the WLW Sports Network.